was that African city where they're talking about so much now.
What did they call the Irish down here in this part of the town? Did they have names for them when they got mad at them, when they got angry? Would they have, when they call them Micks or anything like that?
Mm-hmm, just call it Irish Channel.
Shady Irish or anything like that?
Yeah, they'd beat you up. A young man would go courting a girl up there. He wasn't Irish. They'd get rid of him. They didn't want to go to Samaritan, but it was themselves, the Irish people, you know? And they go across our river. They used to have fights. You go over the river and court a girl, they'd beat you up sometimes. Yeah, they were partial to their own sections, you know? It didn't happen often, but once in a while. Some young fellows, it's like a generation of fighters. They want to fight about nothing sometimes. They'll pick a fight about nothing, you know?
Once in a while,
they want to let the world know they're bullies.
And what different types of people, other names for, did you run into any other nationalities of people, names you would have for them?
Well, you have German American, Irish American.
What about
French American?
What about names for people from Mexico? Do you have names for them? What do they call them?
Mexican Americans, that's all.
Yeah. Did you ever hear names for Jews or for Chinese? Did you ever hear them?
We had Chinatown down here, but broke up now. But we got a Chinese church down on Bienville Street. It's a beautiful little Presbyterian too. It's a round entrance. It's like a grill, and they got all kind of Oriental rugs in there. They were given by New Orleans rich people that owned them and donated. There's that little Irish school teacher, no, French school teacher. She's still living. She's in Bedford, Rita. She's retired many years. She takes her little bag of books down to the library. She reads 6-7 books a week. And then she gave them a gorgeous rug when they built the church, Oriental rug. And she's got a lot of antiques from China, vases and that. She's wrote it to them. She goes out regular to see them. They're lovely people. They have a dinner every year and we go to an old Presbyterian. They're still paying on the church.
Yeah.
So we go out to that and we meet other fellow Presbyterians, you know. It's like a big family. A nice social evening. I used to go, I went for years, but I missed the last couple of years.
Yeah. Years ago.
Outside they sell almond cookies. They sell those Chinese nuts like they used to give at the laundry.
The cookies that have what in them?
Almond. They deal in almonds, their flavoring.
Yeah.
Almonds. They serve a soup, first a clear soup, and they give you...
What kind of soup?
It's those Chinese vegetables, bean sprouts and things, odd things, not like Americans. It's a thin soup, a broth like, you know. And then they had eggs bouillon, they mixed up with some kind of seasoning. And they have chop suey, that's a mixture of vegetables. It's good eating. And beautiful pots and pans they use. And they got quite a number of restaurants here. Now they got a Chinese culture center, just like the Italians down here.
Yeah.
That opera I went to 2 weeks ago, it was the Italian Culture Society. Most of their members were at the auditorium and they were dressed gorgeous. Rich people, you know.
What do they call Italians here? Names for them?
Natives or offspring from Italy, Italians.
What other names? Didn't you ever hear other names in there for?
Yeah, they got a slang name. What do they call them now? Slipped my mind for a minute. Call them Dagos.
Dagos?
There's another name for them. You hear that on TV pretty much. I can't think of the word right now.
Uh-huh.
Like the Irish, they call Mix.
Yeah.
Germans, they call, what do they call a German? They got an old nickname too.
Kraut?
Kraut, yeah. We got a nice German hall down here. They have Volksfest, that's a folks festival once a year in the spring. And they all kind of good eating, and they drink beer, and they dress up in them